Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome. And you are tuning into the Kim Pagano Show. And I hope that you got a chance to listen to our 6 o'clock show every Saturday from 6 to 7. We wake you up and start you in a positive way for your day. Right now, we've got joining us here is Tom Spence. How are you doing, Tom?
All is well, Kim.
Very good. We got Sean Stern, and he is the author of Doppelganger. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm doing great.
I'm just going to do the same thing again. All right, and I'm really excited. In our studio today, we have two of my friends. I've got Gina Levin, and she is the president of La Estrella. And they're celebrating their 100th birthday celebration of dancing. And we're going to talk a little bit about her passion and how she got started and how it just God takes you into another place, and which is really exciting. Then also another Gina joining us today, Gina Wood. And she is in the studio with us, too. And she is talking about her company, and it's Aoi Bow Wowi, and where they provide comfort companions to those in need of a positive hug in hospitals. And so in line with my show, positive talk, positive hugs. And welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm really excited, and to hear how you started, and you know, a little bit about your company and what you do for everybody.
Well, thank you.
Cute little, you know, you brought him in here, And what do you call him?
Aoi Bow Wowi.
Aoi Bow Wowi. All right. Well, I'm excited to find out a little bit more about that. Also, we're going to be talking with Amy Fothergill, and her book is The Warm Kitchen, and it's gluten-free recipes that all of us can use and actually will love. It's a really great book.
I'm actually really excited because I see donuts and
of course you,
muffins.
Yeah,
there.
I know, right?
If it's gluten free, I'm wondering how she's doing that.
So. All right, well, we'll find out. All right, so I'm excited. Anyways, I do want to remind anybody that if you miss any part of this show today or any of my shows, you can always go on KimPaganoShow.com and listen there. But actually, what we're doing now is we're uploading them and putting them on Facebook so everybody can share them if you miss any part of it. Because if you're not in the 805 and you want to hear it, I've been getting a little bit of requests from different people out of the area. So you can listen to them all there. And also they're all downloaded on iTunes. And if you haven't already became a friend of ours on Facebook, go to The Kim Pagano Show, like us, and then you'll know lots of stuff that we're doing in the 805 and lots of things that we're giving away. I do want to give you our phone number here, 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. You want to write that down so that you can win when it's time to give something away. Also, for any reason that you would like to... if you have something going on in the 805 and you want to pass the word around and let us spread it for you, give me an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com, or you can call me at 805-419-0008. I look forward to hearing from you. Well, today, let's start off with Gina Levin, president of La Estrella. Gina, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm kind of passionate about this. We actually got to really know each other. She came in. I actually met you also at the Tower Club.
Yes.
We were doing a luncheon there. And then I came in. I got to do my hair therapy on you.
Yes.
And how's that working for you?
I'm very pleased.
Well, thank you. And is there something that you actually learned from me that you didn't know before, or anything that I helped you with?
Yes, very much so. And I'm combining products in ways that I never thought of prior to meeting you. And I'm having a lot of luck smoothing frizzies, which has been an issue for a long time.
Yeah, your hair looks really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. And so today we're talking about the 100th birthday celebration for dancing. And Gina, tell us a little bit about how you got involved and what it is.
Well, it's a club that's turning 100 this year, and it's ballroom dancing. So we do foxtrot, tango, swing, all that great big band era style of dancing. And it's been a long road. My husband and I went for the first time 12 years ago, knew nothing about dancing, but I was so dazzled by the experience. It's held at the Poinsettia Pavilion in Ventura, the first Saturday of every month, excluding summer months. So the first time I walked in, I saw just a scene from the 40s with a big orchestra, 12 pieces, playing Glenn Miller, a champagne reception, buffet dinner, elegant people with long gowns, tuxedos, and I was just swooning. My eyes were big as saucers, and my husband and I slowly learned to dance.
That's where I wanted to stop you.
Okay.
So can you learn to dance? Because it's a little intimidating to go there when all these people are really good and maybe you want to just get started.
Well, I always reassured my husband that the next morning, no one knows or cares whether you step with the left foot or the right foot. It was about having fun, and we really did enjoy it.
I like that, Gina. That's really important.
Well, and we learned from tape slowly, and we took some group lessons, but finally we're doing private lessons now with a great guy named Paul Sulzman.
Oh.
He's wonderful. He's patient with us, and we're fine-tuning our swing dance, which is my favorite.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, there are these events where I get to dress up and feel like Rita Hayworth once a month. What else could provide such a thing? It's like the Biltmore of ballroom dancing for me. It's very elegant and just so charming.
Yeah,
wonderful friendships.
And your husband loves it, too.
Yes, he does.
Oh, good.
He
she
does.
Paused on
I
that.
I paused for a moment.
Because, man, you know, my husband, I tried to tell him about it, and he's like, no interest at all, you know? I think a lot of guys, Sean,
I'm going to have to step in here.
Oh, please.
I think guys are more intimidated to start something like this, but once we get in there, we're like, we take it on. We embrace it.
Oh, so I just got to get Lou in there?
You just got to get him in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
right.
Challenging for men,
Sean,
because they have to leave.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Tom, are you into that at all?
Sure.
That was
I'll
so
be there.
Hesitant.
I'll be there in a few.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right.
It's challenging for men because they have to lead, but that's what makes it a fun activity for couples because they're communicating in a different way, and their problems go away for the time they're dancing. They're
That's
smiling.
Yeah.
They're in tune with the music and each other, and it's
you
unique
to,
that way.
Do you have to go there as a couple, or can you go there as a
Good
single and
question.
find a dance partner?
They prefer that you come as a couple. However, we are opening it up so that if you wanted to come as a single and experience that, you may come as a guest. Sit at my table, let me introduce you to the experience, and then hopefully you'll find a partner, not necessarily at our dance, but people do get inspired to take lessons and then find someone. It's a lot easier for the guys to find a girl, believe me.
Yeah. You know, I mean, watching the TV, Dancing with the Stars, oh my God, if that doesn't inspire you, what does, right?
I agree.
I am telling you, not only are they amazing looking, and look at Valerie right now. Oh,
very inspiring.
I'm telling you here, you know, she's, how did she put it? As she was already supposed to expire. I mean, what, you know, gosh, she's out there and she feels like she's given another chance.
It's beautiful to watch. And Jack Osborne is also inspiring. He's been diagnosed with MS. And he's been as charming a dancer as you'll find. I've really enjoyed his performances. And I thank that show for introducing this sort of dance to so many generations because a lot of younger people aren't familiar with it. And that's what La Estrella is trying to do now in the next 100 years that I'm trying to facilitate is bring in younger people, let them see what a wonderful experience this sort of dance can be and how fun and exciting it is.
So let me ask you, what are the ages for the people that are joining?
I'm hoping to find, say, people in their 40s and 50s.
Okay. And right now, currently?
Currently, I would say it's 60s, 70s on up.
Okay. So a lot of us younger can learn from all of the, you know, I love that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So let me ask you, can anybody join?
Well, they... They're invited. They're sponsored in. But yes, they are welcome because they can contact me. They can contact that. We have a website and they can find a contact. They can come as a guest and be exposed to it and then decide if they'd like to become a member. And once you're a member, then you can invite guests. And that's how we grow.
So the next one is October 5th, correct?
That's correct. Okay. That's our 100th gala.
Okay.
The next dance is in November, and that's the only one of the season that will be on a Friday. That one is November 1st. But after that, the rest of the season, it's Saturdays.
Okay.
First Saturday of the month.
Okay. And what does it usually run?
It's $100 per couple if you're a member, and it's $125 if you come as guests.
Hmm.
But that includes, again, your buffet dinner, your champagne, your wine, your coffee, your dessert, and the dancing. So it is a very great value.
You know, I just want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad that you are here. I know there's lots of choices out there, and we're talking with Gina Levin right now. We're talking about the 100th Gala Dance that's coming up on October 5th, and it starts at 6:45 until 10:15, right?
This time it will be 10:30 because of the special presentations and such.
Ah, okay. And it's called the La Estrella, right?
Yes.
And where is it at the Poinsettia?
Poinsettia Pavilion in Ventura.
Okay, perfect. And, you know, there's something that you kind of mentioned. This is really helps a lot of marriages, right?
I think it does. I think, again, it's something that you do as a couple. And that was important to Michael, my husband, and me, because our son has been the focus of our lives. And I realized when he was in high school that we had better find a hobby and something that we would enjoy to do together once he went away to college and moved on. And we're very grateful that we had this in place, not only because it's a passion that we both enjoy together, but we've enriched our lives with these wonderful friendships that we've made.
That's great.
At the club.
That's so important, you know? And I have to say, it's interesting, I've got one child left at home, but I'm almost empty nest.
And,
yeah. And let me tell you, it's like, we're kind of looking at going, okay, so now where do we go, you know? And we do a lot. My husband, you know, we've got a motorhome, and we like to go on our boat and do stuff like that. But I kind of think this would be fun. I got to see if I can get my husband in there.
Yeah, it's nice that it's so local, too. So.
Yeah, definitely.
It's local, and again, I know that you'll enjoy the dress-up part.
You
just feel transformed.
Yeah.
And the husbands enjoy that, too.
Right.
I know. Mine gets a big kick out of it.
Yeah. Now, did he always dance?
No, not at all. He didn't know anything about it 12 years ago. But again, through lessons, he's now comfortable, and he does enjoy it with me.
I love it.
We take weekly lessons.
Okay. Well, again, for anybody that is just joining us right now, Gina, how do they get involved with it?
They can go to the website, which is just LaEstrellaDanceClub.com. And get information from there, read about us. There'll be contact numbers, and by all means, get in touch.
There you go. Thank you so much. This is so great. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. In fact, let's give away some soup plantations.
All right, I've got two complimentary passes to the soup plantation and sweet potatoes. Soup plantation, and that's an excellent place. You were telling me they have on Mondays a good mushroom soup.
Yeah, mushroom soup.
Okay,
and but not only that, if you're not, I mean, we were talking about soup. It doesn't matter what kind of temperature is outside, I can eat soup anytime. They've got really great salad, pasta. I mean, it's just a really good family place.
Plus, I've heard it's good for the family.
Yeah, and there's one right here in Camarillo and also in Simi Valley. And definitely, I mean, there's plenty all over, but right here in the 805, that's where I would take these ones. So we are going to take caller number 7 and 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Caller number 7 for two gift certificates to Soup Plantation. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Way. I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for all those calls, and thank you for your posts on Facebook. Just go to The Kim Pagano Show, like us, share us, and you are entered in to win lots of great stuff. So our numbers are right up there, and we're doing good with that. I do want to remind you, if you are just tuning in right now, that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom and Sean. And Gina here, and we are going to be talking about Aoi, and it's a friend for life. So if you want to know about that, or maybe somebody's in the hospital and you want them to, I don't know if that's how it works or what, but we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Right now, we're going to talk with Amy Fothergill, and her book is The Warm Kitchen, and it's all gluten-free recipes anyone can make and everyone will love. And what a beautiful book. Amy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can. How Great. Are you?
Very good, thank you.
God, beautiful pictures.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Yeah, so is this your first book?
It is, and I took almost all the pictures myself.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Very good.
My husband directed me a little with how to do some of it, but it's been quite a journey.
Wow, great. I mean, you've got even recipes in here for bagels. And, Sean, what did you see? Donuts?
I always see donuts.
Yeah.
Even when I'm looking at a salad, I see donuts.
I know. Oh, and the cute thing about the donut picture is that the kids in the picture are the neighbors, and they are not gluten-free, and they just inhale the donut. So that was where I thought, I think I'm onto something if non-gluten-free kids will eat these.
So they were the gluten-free, but they still enjoyed them.
Right.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Amy.
Okay. Well, I am a mom first, and I have a cooking background that was first before the children. I had gone to the Cornell Hotel School, and I studied there and worked in the food service business for a long time. Took a break. I actually worked in software for a while. I know that sounds like an interesting job, but it happened. And then after the kids were born, I decided to stay home. But I always knew there was something else I wanted to do.
So you went from hospitality. So you went from the hospitality industry to the tech industry back to the hospitality industry.
Back to the mom industry.
Or the mom.
But eventually back to food service, because I started to teach cooking classes. So while I was in tech, I was an instructor and curriculum developer. So I did a lot of presenting, and it was easy to do if you know your topic, of course. And when I decided to sort of combine the two past careers, because what would happen is moms would say, "You have so many good ideas for food, and you have so many recipes. Can you help us?" And a friend suggested, "You should just be an instructor." I said, "Yeah, that actually makes sense," because I had a thing about feeding my kids healthy food and trying to, keeping things simple, because there's no longer, I don't know if anyone, if you had the experience of having those nice, like, 3 to 4 hours in the kitchen, and you have these recipes, and you have kids, you're like, all right, what can I make in 45 minutes?
Oh, let me tell you, I've got four kids. And seriously, that was going to be part of my cookbook that I'm doing is, you know, you have 5 minutes or less to say, you know, I'm hungry and what, you know, and they're all staring at you. And then your husband walks in, honey, is dinner ready? Oh, the pressure, you know. And so I learned to throw things together, and they'd be like, oh, my God, you've been cooking all day. No, I got home like 15 minutes ago, you know. Right. But it's about having the right things in your pantry, and I love that. I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, we're talking with Amy Fothergill. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. And her cookbook, The Warm Kitchen. Now, do you have somebody that needs to be gluten-free?
Yeah, so while I was on this journey of starting this, you know, kind of reinventing myself post post having children, my daughter was diagnosed with a number of food sensitivities, so different from an allergy and different from celiac disease, but she had what's called leaky gut, and all of these foods were bothering her skin, so it was all around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just under 2 years old, and my one bit of advice for any parent, and even for anyone, is you have to look at what's normal. And to me, looking at this child, I kept saying, this isn't normal for her to be so itchy and so inflamed. Something has to be causing it. And of course, you know, the regular doctors, here, steroid cream, here, out, and they were trying all these different things that weren't really working. And it was a naturopath that really got to the bottom of the problem, which was food. So I had to switch gears. I went through a lot of emotional upheaval because it was so different for me. So here I had been cooking since I was 15, you know, maybe younger, and all of a sudden someone said, oh, by the way, you can't use gluten, dairy, eggs, et cetera, et cetera. And I had to dive head first. But you know what you do for your children.
Absolutely. Well, it's a mother's instinct. You know, yeah. I want to just, for my listeners, what is gluten again? Okay, so I know it's, you know, you just mentioned eggs, dairy foods, right?
Right. So the gluten is the protein that is found in wheat, barley, and rye. It can sometimes be found in oats, although not inherently, but through cross-contamination or just being grown near the other grains. So anytime you're looking at a cracker, a cookie, pasta, pizza, those all have gluten in them. Gluten-free means they're using alternative grains like rice, millet, potato starch, tapioca starch, things like that.
Right. Go ahead, Gina. You had a question?
Well, I was just curious. How long did it take? It says that you had 25 years of cooking experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to have a partner and her son had celiac disease.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that long ago. It was like 8 years ago. And there really wasn't any kind of cookbooks or any kind of foods that he could eat. And it was really hard because anytime we would get together to do something, when you just talked about cross-contamination,
mm-hmm.
we'd actually have to have our bread on one side of the room mm-hmm. so that it wouldn't even mm-hmm. get on the counter.
Right.
So that's how she discovered it was, you know, there was something that was on the counter. He touched it, and the next thing we know, we're in the hospital.
Really? It was that bad?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh, wow.
So I'm so happy to see that there's somebody like you that can create wonderful recipes for him because there was never anything for him to eat.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I have a nephew, the same thing. We would be at birthday parties and everybody would have pizza. Mm-hmm. And we were like, so we would have to bring him salad, stuff like that. And he was like, I don't even want to go to the parties, you know.
And now they have gluten-free dough at Whole Foods.
Things have really come a long way. So go ahead. What were you saying?
Oh, yeah, 6 years ago when this all started. So it was just before she turned two, so she's almost eight now. There really was nothing, and I had to scour the internet and find people who had maybe some recipes, and what I was finding was that the products were coming out dry, crumbly, not with a lot of taste, and all I could think was, if I don't like this, how's my baby going to eat this? She was still a baby to me. How's my baby going to eat this? So I just, after I got over the shock, I dove in headfirst and started to play with recipes and talk to other people and find what flours they used and what worked, and I would make something, and if it didn't work, I'd start again, and that's where these recipes come from.
I love it. I'm looking at your lemon caper sauce that I'm like, my mouth's watering. So let's kind of go through some of, like, what's your favorite, I mean.
Or what's Amy's favorite,
there you go, yeah.
or Amy's daughter, I mean.
Yeah.
The favorite in the cookbook?
Yeah.
Recipe? Oh, it has to probably, because I just made this the other day, the lemon madeleine.
The lemon madeleine. What page is that?
See, I have it in front of me. It's at the very end, and it's because of course it has to be a sweet.
What
is
it?
It's on page 254.
And what is that?
Oh, so a madeleine is a little cake that's made in a special pan. And you often see them at coffee shops in plastic, you know, like pre-made. But these blow it away.
Oh, my gosh. And so they're like, let's see. Wait. Like the vanilla madeleines?
Yes.
Ooh.
And I make them with a lemon.
I was just going to say with a lemon. Oh, my gosh. That sounds great. Okay. So is that something that my listeners could possibly make at home?
Absolutely. I think that part of what I try to do with not just gluten-free, but demystifying that things are hard, and really you just need the right ingredients and some of the right equipment.
Okay. So, Amy, let's go through this really quick.
Sure.
What would they need?
To make it gluten-free?
Yeah.
So you have to have a good flour mix. So I have a flour mix that I have created, not that I sell, but I talk about on page 20 how to create it. So you have to have the flour mix, what's called xanthan gum, that helps to bind it together. So gluten has these long strands that when you take gluten out of the equation and you no longer have gluten, if you just use flour and starch, it will fall apart. So the xanthan gum, which is a natural product that's derived from corn or cabbage, holds it together. Eggs, sugar, butter, vanilla, some lemon. It's very simple, very, very simple recipe. And it's just a matter of mixing it up, putting in it. You have to have a madeleine pan, which is the one with the little ridges, and 15 minutes in the oven. So I always say with cooking, you know, it's like learning something new. You make it once, it seems hard. You make it twice, you start to get the aha. By the third time, it's easy.
Now, what is the, how did you say this, XA?
Xanthan gum?
Yeah, what is that?
So it is, like I said, it's a gum. You can find it in most natural food stores. And it's something that is, I believe it's a mold that's grown on either, like a vegetable. And then they make it into a gum, which creates the stickiness. So it holds the product together because it doesn't have the gluten, which are those strands that normally hold
it together.
So
that's what you use in your flour?
I add it to each recipe individually because each recipe needs a different level. So you need less for muffins and more for bread.
Wow. Amy, where are you located?
I live on the coast in Northern California, just south of San Francisco.
Oh, so you're not that far from us.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So you can bring us a recipe like in the next week or so, right?
Yeah, next time I'm down there.
I love it. Okay, so talk to us about cooking pasta. What have you learned in that regards?
So, you know, and again, a lot of through the book, it's a lot of my personal experiences in cooking. So what I was doing when I was making the pasta, I would look at the ingredients of the gluten-free pasta, the instructions. And I would say to myself, well, that doesn't seem right, cooking something for 17 minutes or using a small pot. So the Italian in me, my family is all Italian, said, I'm going to cook it the way an Italian would. So I use a big pot of water, use a good amount of salt. I stir it during the cooking process, test it at, 7 or 8 minutes, and then continue to cook it until it's just that right al dente texture, and then drain it and serve it. And what I did find is once it's been drained, it will fall apart if you keep stirring it and stirring it because, again, there's no gluten to hold it together. So it's important that once it's been cooked, not to over stir the pasta or it will start to fall apart. Then you'll have a couple strands.
Okay, so since you're Italian, you must make an incredible pasta or spaghetti sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tell me a little bit about that. Do you use fresh tomatoes?
I don't. I use them because I think how my mother taught me. So there's a recipe on page 90 called weeknight tomato sauce, and it's exactly how my mother showed me. You know, in the era that we grew up in, it was canned tomatoes. You didn't always have access to fresh tomatoes, and the canned tomatoes really can be very, very good. So I use an Italian brand, not always the San Marzano, but you can use those if you'd like. Mm-hmm. And just a whole peeled tomato. It's a very simple recipe. I call it weeknight tomato sauce because I would make it on the weeknights. Now, there's also another sauce, not my mom's recipe, but on page 93 called So Simple Tomato Sauce. And you can make fresh tomato sauce in 15 or 20 minutes. So much better than what's in the jar. I mean, it just blows it away. So I would suggest, and again, you don't have to be gluten-free to enjoy some of these recipes. Those are perfect examples.
Right, I love it. So if you could share one more recipe or one more tip, what would it be?
Let's see. So I would say to, you know, probably the if people, I think a lot of people like chicken. And on page 112, it talk a lot about cooking poultry. And if your chicken is sliced thinly, so it's either pounded or cut, so it's not too thick when it goes into the pan, you really can make chicken breast in probably 7 to 10 minutes. So it's a matter of seasoning one side, getting the pan hot first, a little bit of oil, seasoning side down, and don't move the chicken. The original cookbook was going to be called Put the Spoon Down and Step Away from the Stove.
I like it.
That's the sort of what I like to teach people is it's so, all about letting the pan do the work. So about a medium-high heat. Once it starts to get white around the edges and you season that other side, you turn it over, and really dinner can be done probably more like 7 minutes. I would show this to people in cooking classes, and they would just be amazed. And you can finish it with some lemon, maybe a little butter, and serve it to the children. I have a saying that the chicken's already dead. You don't need to kill it again.
Okay. But you are
saying, overcook it.
Yeah, I don't like that. No, and I use actually thighs because mm-hmm. they have a little more flavor. But if you're saying you take the chicken breast and you pound it, then you wouldn't really cook it as long, correct?
No, it's so quick. It's super quick. And I look at my children. Will they eat it? I serve it to adults. Will they? And people love the way I make this chicken. It's very, very simple. So it's naturally gluten-free. Doesn't mean you have to be on a gluten-free diet to make. You don't need any special ingredients.
Perfect.
It's really chicken and some seasoning, salt, and olive oil.
Perfect. Amy, where do we find your book, The Warm Kitchen?
Well, I'm selling it in a number of places. The best thing to do is to go to the website, www.thewarmkitchen.com. I've started selling in local bookstores and grocery stores in the San Francisco area, but you can also buy it on Amazon. And if you'd like a signed copy, you can buy it from my website.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you so much, Amy, Father
Thanks,
Gill.
Tim, and everyone else.
Yes, her book, really amazing, easy to read, great pictures, The Warm Kitchen, and it's all gluten-free recipes. Amy, thank you so much, and we'll check back with you.
Okay.
All right. Sure. Thank you so much. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and what I love to do right now, everybody knows I'm a hair therapist. In fact, I don't talk a lot about that because I'm always talking about other people's, you know, stories and things and stuff like that. Sean always is like, we need to start talking more about your hair, right?
Yeah, well,
so I am going to start bringing a little bit more segments in about
that. A little more hair therapy actually for our listeners.
There you
go.
But I do want to give away a gift certificate for a haircut. And that haircut is a consultation with me. You sit down. I don't only ask you about yourself. I ask you about your lifestyle because that's what a hairstyle is all about. It's about being able to use it, being able to take care of your hair, and really just I walk you through that. I want you to be able to enjoy your hairstyle while you're in your life, and that's what it's all about. So what I'd like you to do is go to The Kim Pagano Show Facebook. Tell me a little bit about your hair, curly, straight, long, short, whatever it is. Put a little and put your email next to it, and you will be entered to win, and I will get in touch with you. Go to The Kim Pagano Facebook. Tell me what type of hair you have, and I will get back with you, and you'll be entered to win a haircut and blow dry and a deep conditioner with a scalp deep conditioning treatment. So with that, we're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Gina Woods, and we're going to find out about Owie Bow Wowie. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Hey If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining. And we've got Facebook going on. And if you are entered to win a hair therapy appointment with me, I'm in Westlake, and I would love to meet with you. Just like Gina that was just on the show. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's a teamwork, and I'd love to work with you on that. I do want to talk to Gina Wood here. And Gina Woods is she's got these cute little dogs in here, and they were Owie Bow Wowie. And so welcome, Gina, and thank you so much for coming in the show with us here today. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started.
Okay, well, Owie actually happened by accident, as all things do. Actually, there's two sides of Owie. And recently, I've been able to kind of share the story because you know how sometimes in your life you think of something and you never know how it's going to come to fruition. And when I was actually 18 years old, my mom is a seamstress, and I walked into the house and she had made this hideous looking dog. And I started laughing about it. And I said, oh my gosh, that looks like an owie. It looks like an Owie Bow Wowie. And so we started joking. And for years, I would say, I'm going to create an owie. I didn't know what owie was going to be, but I just knew in my heart that someday.
I love stuff like that.
Yeah. There was going to be an Owie Bow Wowie. Now I move forward another 10 years and I'm in the hospital. And I had surgery and there was no room for me in the adult ward. So they placed me in a room with a child in the pediatrics ward, and there was a little girl next to me who had brain cancer, and both of us were kind of out of it, and I kind of watched for a couple days and I didn't see anybody, you know, come to visit her. And on the third day, this nurse came in and brought her this little stuffed toy, you know, this little stuffed toy, and I can still see the little girl. She took it, she looked at it, and then she took it and she chucked it across the room. Well, being that I had children at the time, I've never seen a child throw a toy, especially a gift. So I grab my IV and I hobble over, I pick it up and I bring it back to her. And sitting on the side of her bed, I just simply looked at her and said, honey, what's wrong? And she said, it's not mine. It's broken. And so I started to look at it. And sure enough, its ear was ripped, because back in the day, you could donate your, you know, used and unwanted toys to hospitalized children.
Now you can't.
You know, now you can't. There's laws and regulations, you know, but back in the day, you know, you could. And so I looked over and I looked at her head and it was bandaged. And then I looked, you know, at the table next to me, and she had some gauze laying there. So I immediately grabbed it and I started to wrap it. And all of a sudden, without thinking, I said, honey, it's not broken. He's your Owie Bow Wowie.
Oh, my gosh. I love this story. You got me tearing over here, you know? Right. Yeah.
Well, it's just funny how sometimes in your life, like, you know, I'm a total God girl, and I believe that he gives us things sometimes. We don't know when or how it's going to happen, but when we know it's going to happen, and then I was able to see that that's how he was supposed to happen. And so in the afternoon, I called the nurse over, and I said, you know, come here, talk to me. And so she came over, and I said, can you tell me about that little girl? I've been here 3 days and nobody has come to visit her. And she said she was basically a ward of the state. And she said, unfortunately, a lot of people, not everybody, I always try to, you know, watch how I say this, but not everybody who are foster parents, you know, just leave their kids, but a lot of them do. You know, they use the hospital visits as daycare. And so when I got out of that hospital stay, I continued to go back, you know, for years. And unfortunately, I wasn't the healthiest person, but every time I would go back, I would go to hang out with the children. And with time, I found out that 20 million children a year are diagnosed with a life-threatening illness, and 8 million of those children don't have anybody that comes and sees them. Now, to me, you know, a lot of these children are terminal, you know, and to have a doctor or a nurse, there's so many strangers that walk in and out of your hospital room, you know, and they don't know you. And if a nurse or doctor happens to come in or something, because I've had a lot of people, especially giving these owies, they'll say, we need one quick. You know,
we're going to post a picture of this on my Facebook, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just, you did a great job. You know, just, it's got a little bandage on its paw, right?
Yeah, actually, he has a bandage on his butt.
Yeah.
And then he has one here that's not removable, but then he has one that the kids can take off.
And can they put it on?
They can put it on whatever arm they want.
Oh, really cute. Yeah. God, I love that, Gina. So what do you do now? So, I mean, tell us a little bit about how you've grown.
Well, actually, this is the fourth edition of Owie. When I first started, I handmade him. And then one day I arrived too late. There was a little girl that needed one. And by the time I got to the hospital, she had passed away. And so that's the moment when I still have that Owie today. I buckled it in the car, and I remember leaving saying, I'm never going to be late again. And it took me a lot of years to get him in this form and many years to actually get hospitals that would take him.
Really? And now does your mom still make him?
No, my mom never made him.
Oh.
No, I just made fun of her dog. And that's what gave me the name. No, right. My mom doesn't. She just happened to be sewing something.
I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Tom and Sean, and we're talking with Gina Woods, and we're talking about Owie Bow Wowie. And each year within the United States, there are 20 million children that are hospitalized, whether a child has suffered a trauma, mm-hmm. right, or, you know, and a hospital visit can be frightening. And so they have this little pet that goes with them, and so do you meet them? How can other people find out about this?
They can go on our website. In fact, I just redid it, so please go on and look. I'm very excited about it.
And what is your website?
It's iloveowie.org.
Okay, great. And now I understand you just opened up a storefront, right?
We did. We opened up a new-to-you store in Thousand Oaks, and we're open Thursday through Saturday.
Okay.
And if you have any unwanted items that you'd like to donate, if you're a crafter, you know, a stay-at-home mom, and you have products that you'd like to sell, we'll sell it for you on consignment, you know, with the difference going to Owie Bow Wowie and Friends, because we just like to help promote, you know, other women. And if you're sick, I have a lot of friends that are sick and can't work, you know, in the public. So if they have any items that they'd like to make from home, they can bring them in and we'll sell them for them.
Wow. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, could you share with us some, like, stories of giving actually some of these Owies to the various children at the hospitals? Anything, like, really stuck in your mind?
Oh, yeah. There was one room, actually, at Cedar Sinai Hospital. I had walked in. In fact, I just finally, thank you for asking, because I finally just put those stories on my website.
And do you have pictures on your website?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, because I did. I decided we were sharing pictures but not sharing the stories. So thank you for asking that. Yeah. But there was this one room that I walked into with this little boy. And when we walked in, the lights were out, and he had one parent standing in one corner looking out one window, and the other parent was standing in another corner looking out the other window. And I've never felt that way when I was overcome by, you know, by the experience. And I looked down, and here's this beautiful little boy, and he's sitting in a wheelchair, and he's got a halo, you know, around him. And it was Valentine's Day. We were donating them at Valentine's Day. And so I came and said hi, and I said, we call our donors ARF angels.
ARF angels. ARF angels. Very cute.
So I had explained to him that an ARF angel, you know, was thinking about him for Valentine's Day, and that we had a little gift for him. And the little boy must have been like 9, and he was not into it. He just didn't want to look. There was no expression. There was nothing. And I could feel that and his parents' tension. So I just kind of said, okay, well, happy Valentine's Day. And Owie comes in a box. Or he used to. Now he comes in a bag. And so I said, here you go. I'm just going to leave it here for you. And when you're ready, you can open it. But just know that somebody cares about you. And so I walked out of the hospital room and closed the door. And I actually started crying. Because it was emotional for me to see such sadness in that room. I didn't know what they were going through, but it broke my heart. And so as I was standing over by the sink washing my face, all of a sudden the same woman that was in there flung open the door. The lights were on, and she says, oh, my gosh, do you want to come in and see my son? And I said, what? She goes, do you want to come in and see my son smile? And I said, yeah. So I kind of wiped my face, and I walked back in the room. Here's the father standing behind him now. She's standing there, and this little kid, he was so cute, he looks at me and goes, hey, lady, this dog is really cool.
Aww.
Thank you. And he smiled.
That's
and
cool.
She started crying and said, thank you so much for, you know, just giving my son a smile, because I have not seen him smile in such a long time.
Wow.
So every room that we walk in has an amazing
now,
story.
Now, how many people do you have that go around, and what hospitals do you go to?
We started out at various hospitals, you know, Loma Linda, Children's Hospital, Los Angeles. The Children's Hospital Los Angeles needed 1,000 OWIs a month because that's how many patients they see. And our rule is we do not donate OWIs unless we have enough for every child that's hospitalized that day, because we are not allowed to be told which child doesn't have a visitor. So, you know,
everybody gets one.
And the largest donation we were ever able to do at one time was 333 at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. And that was like the best day of my life and the worst day of my life. Because on the way there, I was so excited. Yay, I get to comfort all these kids, you know, a week's worth of kids. And then all of a sudden on the way home, I cried because I had to start all over again. You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, I didn't have any for next week. So then we moved on down into Northridge Hospital. And they are small enough that when we do a delivery, you know, we're able to get all the kids. So we're actually opening up the Owie Bow Owie Playroom. And it'll be the first one at Northridge Hospital.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so we're raising funds for that so that every child for the next 2 years when they're admitted, we have Beth Welch, who's our child life service director, and she loves Owie. She uses him as her special weapon, and she'll bring him in. So that way we don't have to be there to deliver them. When there's a child that really needs one, then, you know, she's able to. Yeah. And so that's our goal, to make sure that every child gets
one. So, Gina, and anybody that's just joining in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. How can people help? Where do you need our help?
Well, number one, you know, we need donations. We need to raise $60,000 to give every child at Northridge Hospital one for the next 2 years. We are starting a Kids for Kids Club. You know, and we're starting a million positive messages, the PAWSITIVE.
I love it. Yeah.
And so that'll be on our website, where we're just asking kids to color a picture of Owie's T-shirt and put a positive message on it so that we can give them to the hospitalized children, you know, every day with their breakfast. So it gives them something, you know, to look forward to. We do have the little Owies.
Yeah, talk about this for a second.
Yeah, we have little Owies because a lot of people wanted big Owies for their children. And part of the charm of getting a big Owie is you have to be hospitalized, because he's really made specifically for them, the way he's created with the beads that do therapy and the way, you know.
And what do you mean by the beads?
Okay, there's beads in his hands. Mm-hmm. So kids that have to do physical therapy with
so
their hands.
Actually, they work with it.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that go into it. And
who
then,
made that, Gina?
I did.
Really? So you went through...
We went through a lot of
research.
Yeah, talking to, you know, different therapists and things like that. And if you notice, his head is always looking up at you.
I just love him. I mean, you know, what child wouldn't love
that?
Yeah,
for our listeners who can't see him, please go to the website. He's an adorable, cute little
I know. And I'm going to put a picture of him on my Facebook so you can see him.
Well, he needs to be your mascot here.
There you go.
I think every week you should give an Owie away.
There you go.
I think we should give a little Owie to your listeners to bring more awareness to,
I love it.
You know, being positive.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and that's what's so great is, you know, when I first started this show, gosh, it's been almost 5 years. Okay.
Wow.
People are like, positive. What are other shows not positive, you know? But it's anything that really brings value to our lives. And this just is right up there with something that really brings value, not only to the person in bed in the hospital, but the parents. It relieves them. It, you know, it's comforting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It makes them smile.
Yeah.
You know, even for a moment. And I think the one thing that I've learned is that, especially being hospitalized so much, is that people don't know what to do for people when they're sick. they tend to avoid them.
Is I lost a baby. She lived to be 11 months old. And I remember being in the hospital. People don't know what to say to you. They don't. They can't even really talk to you. So they don't. And you know, I remember I have, in fact, you know, she was born on October 23rd. So we're getting close to that. But I got a Boo Bear. Okay.
Oh.
And I still have that Boo Bear. Somebody brought it in, and that was, for me even, okay, is comforting. And I just thought, oh, gosh, I'm just going to, it made me remember. I still have it, you know, and I think there's so many great things that can come from this.
Well, it's just about being remembered. That's why on the Little Owies,
yeah.
If anybody wants one for a donation of $20, we will send you a Little Owie, because we are literally looking for our angels. And what that is if you know of somebody that's just been diagnosed with cancer, or a child just lost a parent, or a mother. My son was in Iraq. He was serving in the military. And let me tell you, when my son went to Iraq, you couldn't even drive up my driveway without calling me first. You know, that's rule number one, because a mom, when your kid's serving, and it's when you don't know what to do for somebody, you could actually just take the Owie, because he comes in a little bag that says a friend for life's Owies, and just leave it on their doorknob. You don't even have to say anything, because when they get them,
anonymous.
That's why we call you Archangels, because you don't have to say anything. Just show them that you're there and that somebody cares, and it really will make a difference.
Wow.
So the larger plush dog is for the hospitalized.
For the hospitalized children.
And then those are for, like, you could just leave them at people's homes.
Yeah, you just leave them. They're good for convalescent hospitals. They're good for kids when they're going to kindergarten. You know, they can actually stick them in their backpack so that they know that they have a friend.
Gina, how many people do you have? What do you call them?
Archangels.
Archangels. How many Archangels do you have right now?
Well, over the last 5 years that we've been doing this, we have donated over 2,000 Owies.
Really?
Yeah. So it's been one at a time. It's been really hard because of the economy, you know, natural earthquakes, you know, different things that, you know, come up, because I'm always fighting against that. Well, why would I give a kid a toy in the hospital when, you know, there's a hurricane and people need to eat, you know? And I always agree and say, yes, you know, if you have an extra, though, just remember there is a child that might not get another tomorrow. So if we could just give them
a gift. So let me ask you a question. If a family can afford it and their child is in the hospital, are they able to buy one?
Yeah.
I mean, because that, you know, there are people that still want one and maybe, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Yeah, they can contact me. And
do you sell them in the gift stores or anything like
that? We have Little Owies in the hospital gift shops.
Okay.
And like I said, at the store that we just opened, we have Little Owies. And I do get calls all the time. I just mailed two out yesterday for people that, you know,
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question. Do children, are they allowed to go in and donate their time? Or
they cannot go into the hospital, because these kids, the ones that we really give them to, are really sick. You know, so even from myself to walk in, I have to walk in with a child life director. You know, it's not like it's a field trip to where you can just go see. Now, there's times I would like to do more events where the kids that are healthier can come down, like a little party, and then people are invited. But the way we deliver them now, no. And a lot of times I don't even get to deliver them because of how severe the children are.
So you deliver them.
I deliver the packages, and then Owie actually comes with Owie, and then he comes with a blanket. He comes with a book called Pup Talks for Life's Owies, and then he's delivered in a carrying bag. And so in the book, it tells you who his Archangel is.
Oh, so different people are, okay,
right.
Whoever donated money for
right.
that.
And so they know who gave them their Owie.
Good job, Gina.
Oh,
good
thank you.
Job.
I have a lot of help.
And can you give us the website one more time?
Yeah, it's iloveowie.org. iloveowie.org.
Wow. You know what? I have a women's support group, and I'm going to get have you come and talk to us.
Oh, thanks.
And, you know, I think that it's just another great cause, and I love stuff like that. So, you know, I do want to remind anybody, give out again your website one more time and a number if anybody can get in touch with you.
Oh, okay. It's iloveowie.org. iloveowie.org. And I always just give out my cell phone, because I'll talk to anybody that wants to talk about kids.
I love it.
And it's 805-210-1403.
All right. And I do want to remind everybody, this is the weekend for the Harvest Festival, and October 4th through the 6th at Ventura County Fairgrounds. Lots of stuff there. And you know what? It just seems like we got it in the air now. We're going into
you know, the fall.
I got to say, probably October is, living in Southern California, it's probably the best month.
You like it, huh?
I love it. Ah,
are you a Halloween person?
It's probably one of my favorite
Halloweens. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Do you dress up?
I'm going to this year, for
okay.
sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you going to be?
I think I'm going to be Doctor Who.
Doctor Who. How about you, Gina? Yeah. Do you dress up?
Yeah, I always put cotton balls on one side of my face and a squirt gun on the other, and I go as partly cloudy and a chance of rain.
Oh, I love it. How about you, Tom? Do you dress up?
I hand out candy.
I'm right there with you. You know what? Our kids are like, we have one more, and I said to my husband, I always had huge Halloween parties, and it was got almost scary that, you know, you didn't even know who was coming in or not. But I love Halloween.
That's
I love
fun.
It, you know. So anyways, well, thank you, Gina, for being
a
part
of our
show.
Oh, thanks for having us.
It
was fun.
Tom,
thank you.
Sean, all my listeners out there, go on Facebook, like our show, be a part of what we're sharing here. And, you know, I always end my show with 1 minute of happiness, and that is the reward for work well done is the opportunity to do more. Totally fits our show today.
Amen.
You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'll talk to you next week.